Good evening. Welcome to another episode of If You Have Questions, We Have Answers on a Wednesday evening. Here local time in California, 6 p.m. on June 20th, 2018. I welcome you all. If you have questions, you can submit it per email to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Question may be asked live on the call tonight. Hey, there are people here already, and another one joining in. I welcome you all. If you want to, please say name and location.
Hi, I'm John Munter, Northern Minnesota. I didn't get an email from Wynn today, so maybe he's still sleeping. I don't know.
All right. Hey, time will tell. Welcome, John.
Yeah.
And I hear Dharmananda. Good evening to you.
Good evening to you.
Thank you for being here.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And another person, Rockham, please say name and location. If you want to.
Anybody there?
Yay!
Thank you.
What happened to you?
Dharmananda.
Yeah.
How are you?
You ever heard of... Good, how are you doing? Hey, you ever heard of Shilas yet?
Have I heard of what?
Shilas yet?
No.
It's something from Himalayas.
Okay.
That's a mineral.
All right. No. We had another person join in over here. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
This is Ruth in Ohio.
Hi, Ruth. Good evening to you. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. The next person that joined in, welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Yeah, this is Jeff Proctor, and I'm somewhere in Ohio.
All right, Jeff. Good evening to you. Welcome. At least a double representation of Ohio here tonight.
I'm driving down the road.
All right.
Yes, he's on the road, and I'm at the house right now.
Yes, yes. We're calling at the same time.
Hi, babe.
Hi.
And welcome to those that are listening in through BBS Radio. If you just came in, thank you for being here. Another one-hour call with Winfrey and Teddy Brown. If you have questions, we have answers. And you can submit a question per email to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Good evening. Welcome to you. Please say name and location.
Hi, Susan in Virginia.
Hi, Susan. Good evening. Welcome.
Good evening.
So do we have to submit our questions in order to get our questions asked?
Well, the only way you can submit a question is per email, right?
Okay. I did not know that.
Okay, yes. And you can find it also in the announcement email for today, what the address is, the email address. I welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry from Dallas.
Hi, Terry. Good evening.
Hi, good evening.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What is that email that you would use?
It is questions@intelligent-infinity.com.
Okay.
Good evening. Welcome to tonight's call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Welcome to you, Jane.
Thank you.
To have you.
That was questions at
intelligent-infinity. Welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
It's Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Hi, Jeannie. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
And another person that we've come in. Welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Yeah, positive greetings live from hot Sedona.
All right. Thank you for being here, Raiden.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Person came after the Sedona man. Welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Welcome to you, Roger.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Did you say intelligent or intelligent?
Intelligent.
Okay. Dash infinity.
Wait. I'm going to start over. It's questions at intelligent dash infinity.
Okay.
.com. And there might be another person that joined in on the live call. Thank you for being here. If you want to, please say your name and location. But I might be off. Welcome. And after this call, 1 hour, and an hour from now, we will go to another conference call. It's only per phone reachable, and that is the Whole Planet Healing call. You can find the information at healing.com. Two more people came in. Welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi.
Glad you have arrived. All right. And two
hard
more
to hear
people
you, Terry.
Hi.
Yeah, you sound a little bit in the background.
There, that'll be better.
It's better, yes. Two more people join in after Teddy. Welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Ice, everybody.
Welcome to you, Don.
Thanks.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
Hello.
And more people have joined in. Welcome your name and location. Go ahead. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Prudy in North Carolina.
Hi, Prudy.
Hi, Ayas.
Welcome to you.
Thank you.
Hello, well, Shirley from Ohio.
Welcome, Shirley.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Anyone else? Right. Welcome all to all who are listening into BBS Radio Online. Thank you for participating. And Terry, do you know about Wynn?
Oh, let me go check on him.
All right. Bring a bucket of ice cubes. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. But only if you want to. Thank you for being here. And the Whole Planet Healing call, what starts in an hour from now, if you are interested in writing down the phone number, which is 112-770-430. The access code is 250-513-pound, and it is per conference call only. Or go to wholeplanethealing.com and you find that same information. Thank you all for being here. Also those listening in online through BBS Radio. There's one phone line. Sorry to me. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Debbie from Costa Mesa.
Welcome to you, Debbie.
Thank you, Heis.
Thank you for being here. All right, and we wait for Wynn to be here shortly. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. If you want to, we welcome you.
I was reading a book, and I came across the name Heisbert.
Okay.
So from the Netherlands.
Yeah. All right. I can't remember reading about different timelines, a book about different timelines, but all of a sudden I'm reading two books at the same time who play in different timelines. One is playing, I cannot even think of the name. It's playing in a real story from Chester Mountain. Need to find the name. And thank you all for being here. If you just came in online through PBS Radio, we are waiting for Wynn. Terry joined in earlier. She's checking on Wynn currently.
He'll be here shortly.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Terry.
Okay.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi. Hi, this is Edna. Hello.
Edna, good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for being here. When Teddy is here and a bunch of people here on the phone line and a bunch of people are listening online through BBS Radio, and we know that Wynn is going to be here in just a minute. How are you, Edna?
Ganz gut, danke schön.
Okay, okay. And Terry Brown, how are you?
I'm good.
All right. I'm looking forward to see your book.
Oh, thank you, Heather.
I'm excited about it.
When is going to be done, Terry, your book?
Well, actually, it's done right now, but I'm kind of waiting for Wynn to double-check it.
All right.
He read some of it and made some really good suggestions, so I took him into account and I sent one to somebody that used to be a big publisher for World Publishing, and he sent me some really good advice, like to put in an introduction. So I did that, and so it's looking pretty good, I think.
Hey, I'm here.
Great.
Welcome, Wynn.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
I'm sorry. I fell asleep.
I can barely hear you, Wynn.
Huh?
And I hear an echo and I can barely hear you.
Okay. That should be better.
Yes.
Okay. Terry, are you ready?
Probably as ready as I'll ever be. Ready to step aside.
Okay.
Ready for the recording, man?
Yeah, hang on just one second. I'm just putting some of the questions together. So,
while he's doing that, you know, I try not to know the questions before him. There was somebody that came in our calls for a while, and they said, "We know you read the questions beforehand, and then you get together with me, and then you make up the answers, and then you memorize the answers, so you know what to say." But that's not true. I don't like to know the question beforehand, because then I worry. It's like I go, "Who would know the answer to that? Gee."
Mm-hmm.
But then, when the Elohim start coming in, it's like, "Oh, that's the answer, of course."
Almost ready.
Okay. I wish I was more flexible, because they have all kinds of capabilities that I'm too limited to track. Like, once they started speaking Turkish and said hello by name to somebody in Turkey, and the person emailed us later in the day and said, they said hello to me by name. So, I mean, this guy's got great capabilities.
They're multilingual.
Yeah, they are. But, you know, like in that one case, I'm sitting there going, "Well, you know, I mean, the energy of this is really good, but I haven't got a clue what I'm saying."
But you've seen the morning episodes lately. They have been so beautiful with the information that came through.
Yeah.
All right.
Sunday is a good day to do it.
This conference is being recorded.
This is June 20th, 2018, Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And at one point, we called this call, "You've Got Questions, We've Got Answers." And hopefully we do. We're asking questions to this intelligence that has been speaking to me through Terry, that identifies itself as the Council Elohim. And historically, the word Elohim is the name, one of the names, for God in the Old Testament, and the name the Mormons used for God. They don't, when directly asked if they like to be worshipped, they say no. And they describe themselves as a group soul that's at the very top level of the matrix, next to the one infinite creator, who are able to project themselves into various locations in the universe when they're called on. And are they that? That's something each person has to come to their own conclusion about. But they have been amazingly consistent over quite a few years. And they say that what we are doing here is very rare.
So I am going to call in the light that's being a little protective energy. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry and myself and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy field of planet Earth, through our bodies, into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. We invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We come to you this Wednesday, the 20th of June, 2018. It is a joy to come and be with you, our brothers and sisters, in the Earth realm, the dense Earth realm. And we provide assistance where we can. We lend our energy to your energy to bring through the wishes and the hopes and the longings of the individuals, each individual here, when it is for the highest good. If we ever say anything that does not resonate with you, disregard it, as it does not apply to you. Somebody may have a question, and it might be your question, but your answer may be totally different than their answer. We come directly to you. We do not come through the telephone line or the computer. At first, we tried to come through the computer, but we got lost in the circuitry. So we developed this means of coming directly to you. We are multidimensional, so we can come to everybody at the same time. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. And our first question is from Sherry. Sherry Apple in Bozeman, Montana.
Yes.
I am so tired. Is it the energies of something physical? What can we do at this time to increase our energy?
Thank you. One of the things that will increase energy is to make sure that you are drinking enough liquids, enough water to supply your body with the hydration that it needs. This gives increase in energy, also making sure that you have the proper nutrients. Also, heat can rob you of energy as the body deals with heat. Some days have been quite hot. When you lack energy, then there can be a lack of nutrients that the body needs. So check to make sure you are getting enough nutrients to supply your body with things like selenium and minerals that your body needs to function properly, and enough salt in the hot months to supply your body with enough salt so that it can digest the food properly. The salt is used in the making of the stomachs for the acid, the acid in the stomach, to be able to digest your food properly. We see there may be other things to the energies of the earth have been competing for some of the energy to some degree. Make sure you get enough hydration and stay cool. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question. This is from Bali. I found the subject of teams fascinating and would like to ask about those beings who have chosen to assist me during this lifetime. Do I have any support from my home planet or star system?
Thank you. Some of the beings traveling with you will come from your home planet, and they are working in a team spirit to provide you with backup and energy and assistance. It takes the higher self, the middle self, and the lower self to run a body. Sometimes elements of the middle self may be non-synergistic and may create thoughts that you may wonder, where did that thought come from, because I don't believe that, but it is from some aspects of the mind that are expressing themselves. But send love to your team as they are supporting you energy-wise in all that you do and all your undertakings. Thank you.
Thank you. She asks, she says, that she's always considered herself very lucky. And she's now thinking, maybe my luck is because I have a team of benefactors.
They do bring luck. They work to support you and hold a hole in carrying groceries and operation of the body and the operation of the glands and the nervous system and the different operations in the body, the synergy of the chakra systems working together. The body is a magnificent operation and in general works to support the person and make his life. If he didn't have the synergy of all the systems working, he wouldn't be able to operate so well in the third density.
Thank you. Next question. If a human is a team of consciousness, what do we mean when we say I? That's from Don Herman.
I is generally team identity. And generally, one does not break up and think of themselves as this aspect or that aspect, but everything works synergistically together to produce the energy to operate the body, to provide the teamwork to think your way through problems, to give backup and support for the physicalness of the body. For if you didn't have a team, it wouldn't be able to operate in the third density. I is generally all of the aspects working together. That is the I. Although one might think the higher self is the I, but it is generally everyone, every aspect of the body working together as the result.
Is that all? That's it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Valerie Nelson in Livermore. In regards to my last question about coming from the Pleiades, I remember being in Atlantis in Egypt. Terry channeled and told me I'm a traveler. Could you please explain more about travelers?
Often travelers are like wanderers. That are seeking adventure, that are seeking other opportunities, that are seeking knowledge from different opportunities. Traveler during different lifetimes moves into different identities to give him herself the lessons that they are seeking to learn, adventures in new worlds, in other worlds, and new places, new beginnings.
and also seeking of companions who have been with you before and seeking to find them, although from a subconscious point of view, seeking to seek and find that energy again, that one, that person that has been with one before. Usually when one finds one that has been with one before, there is a familiarity, but they do not remember usually the incidents of them being together before. Although it is conceivable one could eventually remember.
Thank you. Next question. Now, I have a question. If somebody wants to do their astrology chart and they want to know the exact time that they were born because they don't have that information, is that something which is possible?
One might be able to zero in on it based on other factors, and if someone knows a lot about astrology, they may be able to help a person zero in on the time. We look at Isis information and we take a look. You see early morning, but it should be checked with an astrologer to see if it checks out with his aspects that are in play.
Thank you. Can you zero in on any time early in the morning?
Like 6:20, perhaps. We see that there are different time zones, and we pick off the time zones. So when we look at it, as using a different time zone now than where he was born. We assume he has checked with the hospital officials and the friends that were known to the family, and the relatives, if they can provide any further information.
All right. Thank you. Next
different
question.
Different time zones make time for Netherlands, in a whole different aspect than other zones.
Okay. Just one second. John Bunter. John, I'm going to rephrase your question a little bit, okay? And the first part of it is, did John and his husband have a lifetime in the diplomatic service at the court of Louis XVI in the 18th century.
Do we understand this question? John Munter and his
husband? Of the time. Why don't we just start off and say, let me just start off and say, John is, by the way, in Hibbing, Minnesota. Did John have a lifetime in the court of Louis the 16th in the 18th century?
Yes. Yes, we see the music of the time, and we see the love of the dancing and the romance that played out, and the unfortunate end to that life as the society fell apart.
Okay. And did John know me or a past life of mine? Now, I'm not aware of a past life in that period, but his question is, did he know me?
Just a moment. Just in passing, yes.
And who?
Yes, now, just in passing.
This is my question. Who was I in that lifetime?
We prefer not to put that on the air right now.
It was that bad, huh?
No, it wasn't bad at all.
Okay.
It was very good.
All right. Thank you. All right. We'll just leave it at that then, okay? And let's see, it's 6:40. Question from Edna. Sometimes I feel that my development in the energetic and spiritual area gets stuck, and I am very impatient to get to the next level. What can I do when I feel stuck and want to get moving to the next stage of my development? I know the life here is short, and something inside me knows that I still have a long way to go to get my goal in this lifetime. Getting stuck will result in more delay to what I want to achieve.
Thank you. There is a divergence between the higher realms and the third density realm, where one is in the third density realm, things seem very slow because ideas take a long time to be put into effect, because one has to get everything in synchronization to achieve one's goal. And one can think in the flash of an instant, but then to put it into effect seems very slow and can make one impatient. It takes patience to live in the third density realm. This applies to everyone, and thoughts are very fast. This applies to Don Hill. It's like he sees his projects and he sees the result, potential result, and yet it needs to be going through the different process of setting up the projects and working slowly through it in the Earth realm and getting all of the aspects of the Earth realm in synchronization to bring up the final result into the Earth realm. So realize this, Edna, when
hello?
Hello, Wim.
Hello?
It's
Can you hear me, Wynn? I hear you.
I hear you.
Did you lose me? This is Jerry.
I answered you and you didn't respond. So.
No, I did.
Well, I don't know what happened. All right, but
here we are.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so we're back together.
You finished with Edna's question, yes?
Oh, we got interrupted, but yes, it was essentially finished.
Okay, let's bring back in the light, okay? And Kevin asks, how do I find a new purpose in life and create income at the same time to flourish? You know, Kevin, I just tell you, they can't give you a new purpose. That would be a violation. And
you have the same purpose, but can be expressed in different ways and different aspects of how to express it. If you can amalgamate the desire for income with your yearning, with what you like to do, that would be the ideal circumstance.
Okay. And it's probably too general, but that's the way it stands. Okay, we have a very good question here from, I think it's Elizabeth Wooding. And I saved it for last because just a moment. Let me get to it here. Elizabeth is in Mecklenburg, New York. She's been reading and listening to a lot about a mass ascension process and has some questions.
Mass what?
Ascension. Ascension. Right. And has some questions regarding this. Is the shift referring to when the polar shift takes place, and is this to happen simultaneously with our move to the fourth and or fifth dimension and cause this step to occur? Can you explain what you can in reference to this? Will everyone ascend during this time? Are just the chosen few that our Creator feels are ready? If we all ascend, will we be separated into groupings at different locations based on our levels of frequency and age, in the sense that younger people may not be ready to leave due to unfinished business? Thank you for any clarity you can give on this topic, including the fact that this may be all incorrect information. Thank you. And, you know, we have asked so many questions on this, and I thought I'd give a little bit of background on things that have already been answered. And I'm not saying our sources, you're supposed to believe them blindly, but they've had a pretty good track record, so you can just add this to the mix. So to start off, when I first started studying David Wilcock and my first introduction to the Ra Group, David was insinuating there's channelings, some kind of mass ascension event. And And then I learned it. I became certain that some of David's channelings were compromised or came from negative sources. In fact, he said it himself in one of his channelings, where he said both he and Edgar Cayce had negative sources at different times. And, of course, I was fairly much a newbie, and I didn't really know what to think or how to evaluate stuff, so I just took it as it stood. But I did do a lot of searching around the internet of people that were talking about some kind of mass ascension event. And, of course, in the Bible, there's this idea of rapture, which would be another name for a mass ascension event. And then there's people saying that the vibration of the earth is going into 4D, and that everyone on earth will move into 4D simultaneously. So in general, in our questions with our sources, they have said that there is not going to be a mass ascension event, that everyone's still on their own path, and that the great majority of people will have some kind that qualify with an open heart will have some kind of ascension, or how can we say it, graduation of this realm. And with that note, I'll turn it to our sources.
Thank you. We see a couple things here. One of them is each individual has an opportunity to ascend. And this is a free will thing, as if one does not wish to ascend, then they will not ascend, or if one doesn't care or love themselves, then they won't be open to the opportunity. However, in the ascension, generally the body dies, and then the spirit is what is ascending. We do not see that if a person does not ascend, that they need to spend another 75,000 years in this third density, although there is a good possibility that they may take a long time, and they may not even be wishing to ascend. They may wish to come back and reincarnate into their sphere and see their relatives again and live another lifetime, and to take on the challenges that they have not been able to fulfill the next time, to work to do a better job and use the lessons that they have learned previously to prepare them and to handle another lifetime. Free will is paramount in this process of mass ascension. We see that if something like that occurs, then there may be some kind of a geological problem that then creates the mass death of a number of people, of which then they would all ascend at the same time. But this is, according to the free will zone, is not written in stone that something like that would happen, although it is possible. There are many factors at play.
You know, when we talk of the future of Earth, there's two distinct things that people reference. One is that Earth is moving into a golden age, and the other is that Earth is moving into a artificial intelligence reptilian control system. And are those two possibilities still real at this point?
Well, there is certainly a lot of people working to bring life into an artificial robotic state to have more work done for the people and to have robotics to take over some of the duties. There is certainly that going on with the artificial intelligence. This one on in Atlantis and all sorts of experiments ensued, and it led to some pretty unfortunate results, like combinations of humans and animals that they hope to increase the sensory perception of humans, but they led to some pretty unfortunate results. So,
that scenario is in fact possible.
Yes. There are people working towards it.
And if someone does not graduate this realm, that means they will have to come into that particular world to continue, yes?
If that particular world is what takes over.
If that takes over, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other hand, there are many people talking about a golden age, the golden age of Gaia.
Yes.
Is that a possibility?
It is always a possibility.
Is it a probability?
No.
No.
Not without a lot of background work.
Yeah. Not for quite some time. I mean, there's people that say we're going to go through a period of negativity and then it's going to switch around. But
it is hard to make predictions based on the free will factor.
Yeah. It depends on the predisposition of the majority of people on this planet, yes?
Yes.
And if there's a majority of people that are holding a positive consciousness, then
yes, that will make life so much better.
That will take the power away from the negative. They won't be able to fulfill their plans.
Energy is what will prevail. What is the energy?
Yes. Okay.
It's 57.
Okay. We're going to get off in just a second. I could ask more questions on this. I should have asked a question earlier. So the thing is, if one graduates this realm, then one has choice on the other side of whether they really want to come back into this realm or not.
Yes.
That's the key.
Yes. That's
depending
right.
on what happens. Plus, they can choose to come in at some time down the road, and they can watch this realm and pick their moment when it's the best possible time.
They can pick their moment, they can pick their parents, they can pick their life. Yes.
Yes. And, but not everyone is going to have that option.
Well, if someone is on automatic pilot, then they're headed towards wherever that goes.
Okay. You know what? We have 1 minute to Whole Planet Healing. So we're going to end this call. And thank you very much for your answers. And we love you, too. And
we love each and every person here.
All callers are unmuted.
Thank you, Wayne.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyone need the number for Whole Planet Healing? No. Okay. So thank you all for your questions. And We'll just bring this to a close.
Your conference recording has stopped.
And for those of you that are tracking us, we'll see you over at Whole Planet Healing.
Thank you, Wynn.
Okay.
Happy trails.
Goodbye.